Our Erev Tov, today's Amud in Araisa, really today's Daf. We're learning a Daf, Daf Gimel, Sukkah, Daf Gimel. We're catching up to the regular cycle. Remember, next week we'll be on the regular pace. But let's quickly review Daf Beis we learned yesterday. So the Mishnah had said four different psulim, and as Saul pointed out, it's interesting that we focus on the negative, four different psulim by a Sukkah. If a Sukkah is above 20 Amos, according to Chum, it's possible to read this Kasher. That'll be most of our focus of the whole Daf Beis and also going into Daf Gimel, that specific din about 20 Amos tall, Chacham says possible on Rebbe Tzitzis Kasher. We're going to qualify that in a moment. But then the Mishnah said three other dinim. If the Sukkah is less than 10 Tefachim tall, or if it's missing, doesn't have three walls, or if it has more sun than shade, those are also psulim for a Sukkah. That was the Mishnah the Gemara just addresses. Why does our Mishnah say that a Sukkah is above 20 Amos tall is possible, and by the Kaira, by the Mavoi, it says the Mavoi that's above 20 Amos tall, Yemayit, it gives eight to bring down, to lower it. So we gave, the Gemara explained two Terutzim, either by Durabanans we say the eight, so by Durais we just say Pasul, or when it's Nefishi Mila, when there's a lot of details, like in our Mishnah of Sukkah, there's many potential issues, and therefore many problems that need to be solved, we just say Pasul and go without going into all the details, whereas when there's one issue about the curve being too tall, we just say Yemayit, bring it down, it was less information, we could say Yemayit. Okay, but then the Gemara explained three of Machlokes, Rabba, Rab Zeir, and Rava, what exactly is the psul of a Sukkah being over 20 Amos? Remember, Rida says it's kosher, Rida's not worried about it. But according to Chum, they say it's psul, what's the psul of a Sukkah being higher than 20 Amos? So, quickly to review, Rabba says the psul is because a person doesn't realize the magnitude of their seichem, give a Sukkah to Shafti. You don't see a Sukkah, the Schach is 20 Amos high, it's 30, 40 feet high in the sky. You don't realize you're in a Sukkah, you don't see the Schach, and therefore it's psul. That's Rabba. Rab Zeir says, you're not in the shade of the Schach. When the walls are, when your schach is 30, 40 feet high, you're not in the shade of your schach. If anything, you're in the shade of the walls of the sukkah, and the sukkah has to be with sel yemam. It's therefore not a good sukkah, according to Reb Zeira. And Rava says, a sukkah is 20 amas tall, is a binyan kavua. Sukkah is supposed to be here, it's aright, and it's a binyan kavua, therefore it's possible. Those three machlekas, and the Gemara then segued into nafkaminas in the three machlekas, or qualifications, bunch of different qualifications in the name of Rav. First qualification name of Rav was, Rabbi Shai is saying the name of Rav, that if the walls reach the schach, it's a kosher sukkah. Even though it's 20 amas tall, if the walls reach the schach, it's a kosher sukkah. The question is, why would that make a difference? According to Rabbi's pshat, that the issue is you don't see the schach. When the walls reach the schach, your eyes right up the walls, and you'll see the schach, and therefore, you don't have this issue of not noticing the schach. Therefore, it makes sense that's kosher. That explanation of Rabbi Shai and Rav must be going with the opinion of Rabba. Then the Gemara brought two opinions, also the name of Rav. First was from Rav Huna Amar Rav, second was from Rav Chanan Bar Rava, in the name of Rav, where they both gave a qualification of the dimensions. That Rav Huna said, if the sukkah is 4 amas by 4 amas, if the sukkah is 4 amas by 4 amas, then you're not going to have a psul 20 amas, I won't be psul anymore. And that was Rav Huna Amarav, and Rav Chana Barabba Amarav says, if the sukkah is the minimum shear sukkah of Kedei Rishay Verubay Vishachanai, once it's that shear, then it's not a problem. Once it's more than that shear, I should say, then it's not a machlekes. Everyone's going to read a sukkah's kasha, even 20 amas. It was just at that base minimum shear, so our abundance say 20 amas is no good, and less 20 amas is good. So we said, the qualification from Rav Huna Amar Vishaya, Rav Huna Amar Rav, I'm sorry, that when you have dal amas, dal amas, we're not worried about the sach being too tall. That fits very well with Rav Zeira, that the wider the sukkah is, our concern was you're not getting the shade of the sach, because the sach is so high, but yeah, but the wider the sukkah gets, then the more coverage you'll get even from that high schach, and it will cover you. But according to the pshat of Rav, that's dalamas, but dalamas can have that effect. But according to the qualification of Rav Chana Barabba, which was even a sukkah of Zion al Zion, a sukkah of Reishim Ruv Vishachanai, such a small sukkah, already 20 amas tall is not a problem. Even according to Chumim, we said that doesn't feel like any of the pshatim, not like Rav's pshat, still binyan keva, not like Rav Zeir's pshat, because you're still not getting the shade from the schach, and not like Rav's pshat, because you're not going to see the schach just because it's Zion al Zion, just because it's Zion al Zion is not big enough that you're going to see, notice the schach. Okay, so the Gemara we left off with was, let's pick it up from Meisvei. The Gemara's in this question now. I believe we reached Meisvei, Sukkah Shigavei Lamal Mesmerami. Yeah, so we're on base of a base. We are roughly, it's about 15, 16 lines off the bottom of the page. The Gemara's now going to ask a question on these different opinions in Rak. So specifically, Rev Huna's opinion and Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Bar Rava. Rav Chanan Bar Rava's opinion, where the qualification is, as long as the sukkah reaches a certain size dimension, there's no problem of 20 amas tall. We're going to be a kashanah from this following conversation. Meisvei. We have a brace as follows. Sukkah she gvay lamalam es ramba pasula. A sukkah that's above 20 amas tall is pasul. That's our din, our Mishnah. If we do machshir, adabar mechavish bama. If we just says kasher, even up to 40, 50 amas tall, it's kasher. Our Mishnah just said kasher without giving a shear. He was saying 40, 50. The first one pointed out, lav davka stopping at 40, 50. 40, 50, 60, 70. He holds the height of the sukkah is not a concern. It could be tall and it's not a problem. Okay. Amr Bidurita says, I'm going to be right to my Shita that it can be above 20 Amos. What's this? Raya from Maisa by Hilani Amalka Belud. There's a story with Hilani Amalka and Lud. Shaysa Sukhasa Gavaya Me Esther Mama. Her Sukh was more than 20 Amos tall. Vaisakanim Nechasa Vietz Visham. And the Zakanim came to visit her. She was Hilani the king. They came to the queen. And they came to visit her. And they saw the Sukhah, the Schach, being above 20 Amos. And they didn't say anything to her about a Sukhah being puzzle. Vaisakanim, the Sukhah above 20 Amos is kosher. Nice Raya. Amr Lecham said to Rav Yuda, Misham Raya, that's Uriah. Isha Isa Ptur Masukkah. We know it's a Mitzvah Aseisha's man grama. Nashim Apatah from the Sukkah, right? And therefore, she's an Isha. Therefore, even though the Sukkah was very tall and it's Pasul, it didn't matter. And therefore, that's why the Chum didn't say anything, but not because more than 20 Amos is a good Sukkah. Amr Lecham said, Rav Yuda said back to the Chumim, not so fast. Valoi, Shiva Banam Hayilah. The Helena Malka has seven sons who have a Mitzvah Sukkah. And further, and whatever she did based on the words of the Chumim. Now the Gemara is going to right away jump in and say, what is he adding? What was her view to adding with that line? That whatever she did based on the words of the Chumim. Whatever she only did based on the words of the Chumim. The Taina is, she has seven sons who have a mitzvah of Sukkah. Says Gemara Hakamelo. This is what Rav Yehuda was saying. It's all part of one Taina. First of all, she had seven sons. And Kisayim Rebbanim Maktanim Avu. What are you going to say? Yeah, but she had seven sons, but they all were Ketanim. And that's why Ketanim Ptur Menasukah and Ketanim Apatim Menasukah. Well, not so, that's not a Taina. Why? Kivin de Shiva Havu. Since there were seven sons, Yevsher, none of them had to be Bar Mitzvah, Abi Yevsher Lohavu Buchad. That what? She'ina tzarech limay. There had to be at least one that no longer tzarech limay. That's the age where there's already a chiv of chinuch, a mitzvah of chinuch, to have him go in the sukkah. If she's tzarech limay and the mother is not part of the mitzvah sukkah, so there'll be no mitzvah in yidav sukkah. But once you have a child that's already out of the mother's age, you have even if you have seven children in 7 years, presumably, so the oldest one's already 7 years old, roughly 7 years old, he already can be able, to be out of the mother's, you know, bed for a cheer for the day, and he could be in the sukkah. So there has to be a one at least that had a mitzvah of sukkah, a mitzvah of chinuch. Says the Gemara, supporting so to say, you're right. There was one that's mechayev in chinuch, but the whole din of a chinuch on a katan in the sukkah, a katan sheitzarich limay, is itself a derabanan. And what are you going to say? She wasn't a makban derabanans, and that's why the Chum didn't say anything to her. They weren't going to bother about derabanan, which is a conversation of itself about derabanans, not notifying someone who's not being careful on derabanans. Okay, but the Mara says either way that can't be. That's this part of Yehuda's Taina. Tashema all of her meisim were done apichamim. So if your Taina to me about the seven sons is that still is only Mr. Rabbanan, she listened to the Mr. Rabbanans. So why did the Chachamim not notify her that your sukkah is too tall and it's puzzle? It must be, it's not too tall. It must be a sukkah above 20 amas is not puzzle. That was Rabbi Yehuda's Taina, his Raya Teshita, that a sukkah above 20 amas is kosher. Okay, that's the conversation between Yehuda and the Chachamim. But from there, we're going to extrapolate and try to bring Raya's into our conversations that we had, whether or not this machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda, where does it apply? Does it apply only to a sukkah that's exactly Zion al Zion, exactly Reshu Ruv Shechanai, or does it apply even to a sukkah that's as big as four amos by four amos? We're going to apply that right now. Let's see. Says the Gemara. Bishlam Adamar b'shein defines begiyas the schach machlekes. According to the first pshat that we said for the Yeshaya Amarav, that the machlekes only when the walls don't reach the schach. But if walls reach the schach, then the sukkah is always kosher. That's great. Because what are you going to say? Because walls be tishrach, such a shor be kasher, walls be tishraya. No, it's very normal for a queen to have a sukkah where the walls don't reach tishrach. Look at the way they build gazebos today. Nothing to do with sukkahs. You build gazebos, you build walls, and you have airspace in between for fresh air. It's very common. On the contrary, it's very that wouldn't be a secret to royalty to have the walls taka not reaching the tishrach. Says Gemara. So the derech of the queen is to be sitting in a sukkah where the walls don't reach the schach, and therefore, according to Rabbanan, should have been possible the sukkah because the walls don't reach the schach and it's above 20 amas. And according to Yehuda, we're saying it's kosher, it's right to Yehuda. Therefore, it makes sense according to that opinion, the right from Helena Malka. Says Gemara, why would the walls not reach the schach? We spoke out already, top of Gimel Aleph, Mishum Avira, in order to get fresh air, it's normal to have the walls not reach the schach. But according to the opinions, it's really both opinions, let's say the arguing by Sukkah Ketana, Rav Huna, and Rav Chana Bar Abba, who said the machlokes by a sukkah katana, but by a sukkah it's bigger than a sukkah katana, even our Rabbanan agree above 20 amos is kosher. V'chidarkush ha-malkah leishev v'sukkah katana, is the derech of Eleni ha-malkah to be dwelling in a tiny sukkah, a small sukkah badanat? So wouldn't this be a proof that our Rabbanan argue, even by a sukkah that's certainly bigger than Zion al Zion, 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim, bigger than Reshiv Rubev Vishchanai, even a sukkah that's bigger than Dalet al Dalet Amos, there's still a problem if it's 20 Amos tall, not like the qualifications we said yesterday from Rav Huna and Rav Chana Bar Abba respectively. Answers the Gemara, Amar Bar Avada, you're right. Avada, there's a bigger sukkah here. Oh, Lenitzucha el sukkah suya kidneys kidneys. The overall sukkah was large, Helena Malka, but it was made with these little cubicles, little compartments, and the compartments themselves were either, according to Rav Huna, 4 amos by 4 amos, or according to Rav Chana Bar Abba, it was Zion Tvachim al Zion Tvachim, and that's exactly where you still have Machlekes, Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, is that normal either? V'chidarkish Amalka leishim v'sukkah asuya kidneys. Is it normal for Helena Malka to be dwelling in a sukkah that's made in these different, of these small compartments? Amar Avashi, Lenutzra el Kitni Sheba. No, there was a bigger sukkah at large, in general. And then they were, within the sukkah, there was some small, like, almost like these little private chambers, little private rooms. Right? And the question was, or it's actually going to be Machlokes, the Metzias, of what the story was. So the bigger sukkah, for sure, according to Rav Huna, according to Rav Chana Bar Abba, was kasher, because it was bigger than Zayin al Zayin, it was bigger than Dalamas Dalamas. Everyone agrees it's kasher, even if it's higher than 20 amas tall, because it was a big enough, it was a wide enough sukkah. The question was, the smaller rooms, those lechera don't have that shear, and those are pasul. And therefore, Rabbanan Savi Bonel Bisukkah Mal Yahav Yasvi. The Rabbanan held that the Helena's sons were sitting in the open area, the bigger space, which is Kashuk L'chul Alma, and therefore they didn't say anything. V'i Yasvi Bekinis Meshum Tzniusa. And she herself was in these smaller chambers. And why was she there? Because of Tzniusa's purposes. And therefore, the Chacham didn't say anything to her. From Yehuda Savar, Bnei Agaba Haviasvi, her sons were sitting with her. Vafilu Hachi Lamer LaDaver, Rabbi Yudol's against issue Machlokes Metzias. Rabbi Yudol's that the sons were sitting with her in these smaller chambers, and still the Chacham didn't make any comment about 20 Amos being a psul. It must be that 20 Amos is not a psul. That was Rabbi Yudol's raya. Vafilu Hachi Lamer LaDaver, they still didn't make a fuss that it's psul. It must be 20 Amos is not a psul b'chlal. That's Rabbi Yudol's raya. So Rashi points out the lechira. This machlekes, or at least in the Gemara's explanation now, that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the children were dwelling with her, that's only a good answer, Rashi says. We had two shitas about the size of the sukkah being large enough that the height won't matter anymore. What are the two shitas? We had Rav Huna's shita was, if it's 4 amas by 4 amas, height doesn't matter anymore. Once it's 4 amas, it could be tall. Rav Chana Bar Abba said, once it's Zayin al Zayin, once it's Reishiv Rubish Chana, which is most sukkahs are bigger than that, then a bigger dimension, then 20 amos high is not going to be a problem. So Rashi points out that our Gemara's teretz, that her children were sitting with her, but it still was this small kidney of sukkah, this tiny sukkah, it only fits according to the opinion of Dalet Dalet. She could have her children sitting with her in a sukkah that's 4 amos by 4 amos. In a sukkah that's big enough for Reishiv Rubev Shechanai, how could she have her children sitting with her in that sukkah? By definition, when she's there with her children, it's bigger than Reishiv Rubev Shechanai. So Rashi says, therefore, our Gemara's answer ultimately is only answering for Rav Huna, who said Dalet Dalet. We're not answering for Rav Chana Bar Abba, who said that it was even Reishiv Rubev Shechanai. According to him, it's still Shver. That's Rashi. Jump at the top. Taisa says, I don't understand Rashi has to say that. Taisa says, Bechidosh here. Taisa says, when we say Zion is the Shear, according to this Rabbi Bar Chana, Rav Chana Bar Abba, he didn't mean Zion al Zion in both directions. This Sukkah of Eleni Malka was, let's say, 7 tvachim wide, but it was very long. So it was enough space for a bunch of bodies. Her children, it was much more than Zion in the lengthwise. Widthwise, it was Zion. These, not the whole sukkah, just these kidneys, these smaller chambers, was Zion in one direction and much longer in the other direction. And therefore, she's able to have her children with her. And it's still not what we call Zion al Zion, because in one direction, it was just at Zion, it wasn't bigger. In the other direction, it was longer. So, according to Taisa says, this that he's qualifying in a major way, this that Rav Chana Bar Abba says, that when it's bigger than Zion al Zion, it could be a no matter how tall it is only if it's bigger than Zion and Zion in both directions. But if it's just up to Zion in one direction, in one angle, and the other way, angle is much longer, very long, that still would be a Machlekes, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, which is a big Chiddush, that wouldn't be the Pashas. Okay, but that's a Machlekes Rashi Taisa, so the Gemara is answering for all Shitas, or just for Rav Huna, not for Rabbi Rechana. Before we go further, just that we can't speak out that much just because we're tight for time and we're trying to, you know, catch up. But just a basic machlokes we have to touch on, and that is, we discussed whether Helena Malka was bringing the children into the sukkah als chinuch. There was one that wasn't tzarich le'imai, and therefore for sure that one needed chinuch, and therefore the sukkah had to be kosher at least for that one. Wanted to make a comment. That was a part of our conversation. There is a big machlokes. We touched on this at the end of Yom as well, I believe, when we spoke about the mitzvah of chinuch. First of all, there's a machlokes. Just we'll point out three major points within the sugya of chinuch. There's tons of discussion. We'll just focus on three major points. Number one, is the mitzvah of chinuch d'oraisa or not? Pashtus is drabanan. Pashtus the mitzvah of chinuch is drabanan. However, there are sources that are sameach, brings from Pesukim right at the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. From the Pasuk that says by Avraminu that he's commanded to make sure to teach his children after him, Torah mitzvahs. That's a source for a mitzvah of chinuch midaraisa. That's the arsameach shita, the arsam rishonim. Arsameach, of course, only lived, you know, not pretty recently, right? It's very simcha, Medvinsk, right? He lived not so long ago. But there are earlier, I forgot which Rishonim he lines up with, that do agree that it's mitzvah deraisa, but most Rishonim, I believe, are of the opinion that chinuch is drabana, number one. But what about chinuch on a mother and chinuch on a father, right? That's where you're going, very good. What about chinuch on a mother and chinuch on a father? So Pasha says chinuch is on both parents, mother and the father. However, not so simple. What's first of all the basis to say that chinuch is not on the father, not on the mother, only on the father? Because there's a Mishnah in Nazir, on Daf Chav Tes. The Mishnah says, Ish Madir Benoi Benazir. A man can make a neder and make a son a nazir. A man, not a woman. A woman cannot make her son a nazir. A man can make a son a nazir. And the Mishnah asks, why not? Machlekes Reichem Mishlakesh. Reichem says, B'zias HaKasav. Same idea, either way. The point is, it's a, we don't know why. It's special day by Naziris that a man can train his son in Naziris, not a woman. Rish Lakish says, because a man has a mitzvah of chinuch and a woman doesn't. Rish Lakish, in the Gemara. The man has a mitzvah of chinuch on the child, and the woman doesn't have the mitzvah of the chiyuv chinuch on the child. So the Rishonim discuss, is this taka shita Rish Lakish? First of all, do you pass like Rish Lakish? Is this shita, is the taka across the board? Is dafka something related to the zeris? So, Tzeis Hashanim rules, like Rish Lakish, that the mitzvah of chinuch is only on the father, not on the mother. Tzeis Hashanim rules that way. The Meiri, Trumazdash, and they say, no, Avad, the woman also have a chiyuv chinuch, not just the man, even the woman has it. Rish Lakish, either one of Pasuk Rish Lakish, or even Rish Lakish himself didn't mean it all over. Okay, that's the Miri and Trumazdash, but there is Tzeis Hashanim passing that a woman does not have a chiyuv chinuch. Tzeis Hashanim himself asks, what about Helenia Malka and Arsugya? We're taking for granted that Helena Malka would have, that wasn't part of the conversation, that we took for granted that Helena Malka would have treated the child, who was at least, she had seven sons, the one that already was reached the age of chinuch, she would have treated him with dine chinuch, with dine the mitzvah of sukkah. What do you mean? If a woman's not mechuyev chinuch, ask Tzeis Hashanim himself. So what's pshat over here? So Tzeis Hashanim says that two options. First of all, it could be that even though she's not mechuyev, the assumption was she would do it. You're allowed to. A woman's not mechuyev to mechanch the child, but they're certainly allowed to. And it was assumed that was pasha as part of the conversation. The Chamim and Rebuda, no one argued about that akuda that she was treating her children with chinuch. That wasn't part of the equation. Or says the Tzeis Hashanah Machap, maybe she had a husband. When you're married to Helena Malka, the focus on Helena Malka. But she had a husband, and the husband achiv chinuch. So the children wouldn't be dwelling in a sukkah with her in a sukkah that's pasul, that's not kosher, if there is a chiv chinuch. Even if it wasn't hers, it was her husband's chiv chinuch. And therefore, there was a chiv chinuch there. That's the Tzeis Hashanim answers. There is a question that the lashon over here, that everything she did was a picha chamim, that would sound like that there's a mitzvah of chinuch, right? We're going to say, and this is not my question, this is a kivegas kasher. Kivegas asks, according to Tzeis Hashanah, what pasuk is that? A woman does not have a chiyuv chinuch like this, she just Rish Lakish. And Helena Malka was either she chose voluntarily, the lashon of kol maaseh apicha chamim sounds like she did what she was mechuyev. Apicha chamim sounds like there's a chiyuv chinuch that she was tending to, not just on a voluntary act. How do we answer that? That's what kivegas kasher. So the stiper wants to suggest a nice chap, and this is the third point in the machlekes, in the discussion of chinuch that I want to mention. Again, the first point was machlekes drabanan deraisa bechlal, whether it's a mitzvah of chinuch. Second point is whether it's deraisa or drabanan. Second point is whether it's a chiyuv on the man only or even on the wife. Third point is who is the mitzvah of chinuch on? Is it on the parent only, or is there also mitzvah on the child? Meaning, we know when a person turns bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, they now have a chiyuv to go to mitzvahs. They have a chiyuv to mitzvahs. Is the mitzvah of chinuch that we now see a child who's a 10, 11, 12 also has a mitzvah rabbinically? But has a mitzvah, or no, there's a mitzvah on the parent to train the child, which is a very ironic scenario, because it comes out that the mitzvah, and this is really the pashtus, the parent has a mitzvah to be mechanech the child who has no chiv at all. So the parent has a mitzvah to train the child, do something, and the child, to be smart enough, knows that he has an obligation. I'm only a child. And any mature, smart katan has for sure used that line in the past. I'm still a katan. What do I have to do it for? I'm still a katan. I'm a mechiv. They're smart enough to know a katan is part of a mitzvah. So I'm a mechiv. The parent of a chiv to train them to do something and they, if they're smart enough, know they don't have to do. Or do we say they know that the mitzvah of chinuch doesn't seem like that's going to be only on the child, but it's also on the child. There's a chiv derabbanan. The rabbanan say, don't start at bar mitzvah, start 2 years earlier. The chiv already starts with 3, whatever it is, whatever each mitzvah could be, whatever the age that makes age appropriate, whatever makes sense, but it starts earlier. Says the stipler, if you learn that the chiv chinuch is on the katan himself, then it's very gishmak. Hey, Lenya Malka had no chiv chinuch. But the katan has the mitzvah of chinuch b'drabanan, and she wanted to make sure that her children did the mitzvah they're supposed to do. There's a rabbinic mitzvah on the katan to be in the sukkah, so she would make sure that the child did what the child's supposed to do. Again, without getting too bogged down with this, which is a three discussions within chinuch, whether it's a chiv on the parent alone or a chiv d'rabanan on the child himself as well. Number one, number two, going backwards, is it a chiv only on the father, even on the mother, and is the whole chiv d'raisa, or is it only derabanan? Those are big discussions. Okay, weiter. Says Gemara now. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Halacha Tzricha Shtei Machzekas Reish Vurav Vishachanai. Rav Shmuel Yitzchak Paskins that the Shir Basukah is that it can hold a person's head, Moses' body, and his table. Amar Abba, who are you passing like? Come on, Kebe Shammai. What you're saying is like Meshammai. So let's give a little background. There's a Mishnah coming up. We're going to have it in a couple weeks from now on Daf Chav Ches. I'm an Aleph. The Mishnah says, Misha, I'm quoting the Mishnah, Misha Reshe V'rubay B'sukkah, a person who has his head and most of his body in the sukkah. However, V'shulchan B'sechabayis, but his table's in the house. B'shamay Paisel B'semachshirin. B'shamay says it's Pasul. B'shamay says it's Kasher. So it comes along, Rosh Hashanah says, that Allah is the sukkah has to have the head, Moses' body, and the table. B'shamay is one that says that, not B'shamay. Says the Gemara, Omer Abba B'kamak B'shamay going to B'shamay. Amalei, so Rosh Hashanah said back to Rabba, yeah. Ella, come on, who then should I go like? Of course I go like B'shamay. Which is interesting. Tosfos points out, we'll kill any suspense. This is one of the few places in Shas, one of the 6 places in Shas, that we paskin like B'shamay over B'shamay. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ikedar me, some of the gears are slightly different. Amr Abba, Damlachmani, who are you going like? Armalei, B'shamay, V'letazminei. He responded right away, I'm going exactly like you think. I'm going B'shamay, that you need Reish of Ruba B'shachane, and don't budge from there. That's the psak. Ask the Gemara not so fast. Your rise for the Mishnah of Daf Chav Ches, that you're going like B'shamay, like B'shamay. The Mishnah over there was, talking about a specific case. A fellow is sitting himself, Moses' body, in the sukkah, and the table is outside the sukkah. You didn't say the sukkah is not bigger. Maybe the sukkah is much bigger. But his table happens to be outside the sukkah. And B'shamay is concerned that when my table is outside the sukkah, what am I going to do? I'm going to lean over to eat over my table, and I'll be eating outside my sukkah. So it's a separate psul. Over there, maybe the machlekes had nothing to do with the shear of the size of a sukkah. The machlekes over there was about, am I concerned the guy's going to schlep nach his table and be outside the sukkah when he eats? Or will he make sure to eat inside the sukkah? B'shamay is concerned, B'shamay is not concerned. But who says a machlekes b'chlal about the size of a sukkah? Says Gemara, Maskel Rav Nachman Yitzchak, M'mayit B'shamay, who told you B'shamay holds? Ubesilul, Fish Sukkah, Katana Pligi. Who says they're arguing by a case of a tiny sukkah? That and they're arguing what the minimum share of a sukkah is, the way you're understanding it till now. Dilma Basukkah del Pligi made arguing by a big sukkah. We're going to ask Puma Bimatilasovishana Bisakabayas. You have a massive sukkah. There's plenty of space in the sukkah itself. Sukkah's for sure a kosher share sukkah. Problem is the table is sitting at the edge of the bias outside the sukkah. The B'shamay Savri Gazrin Shamim Shech Achashachanai. B'shamay is worried the guy's going to schlep after his, he's going to go after his table and end up eating inside the house, outside the sukkah. Whereas Hill's not worried. Maybe that's the machlokes v'tekes takam meduyik. Why? Because let's say outside, then we'll go inside. If you're discussing what's the sheer sukkah, the machlokes should be, what's the sheer of a sukkah that's kosher? B'shamay says this, B'shamay says that. What do we say in the Mishnah over there? The Mishnah says, a person who is sitting Reish Rubin in the sukkah and the table is outside the sukkah, pasul. Or B'shamay says pasul, B'shamay says kasher. You didn't say how big the sukkah has to be. So it must be that's talking about the machlokes. The machlokes is about whether with scared he's going to lean outside the sukkah to go over his table that's situated outside the sukkah. V'dekinami takam meduyik tiktani mishay reishiv rubay b'sukkah. His head and his body, Rav's body, was in a sukkah. V'shulchan b'sukkah and the shulchan was inside the bayis. B'shamay pesim b'sil machshir b'shamay pasuls and b'sil is machshir. V'misa if the machlokes is about the minimum shear of a sukkah, the losha should be machzekes v'ina machzekes boilei. It should say a sukkah that's machzekes reishiv rubay v'shulchanay. According to B'shamay, that's kasher. According to B'sil, if it's machzekes reishiv rubay, even that shulchanay is kasher. But we didn't say a word about machzekes in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes, wouldn't that be an indication that we're not talking about the shear of a sukkah? We're talking about a concern about leaning over the table. Except machlekes totally. The Gemara says, not so fast, because we have a clear braisa that goes the other way, that says machzekes. Uva sukkah ketana le'pligi, are you telling me there's no machlekes by the size, about the size of a sukkah, no machlekes b'shamay b'silul? But look at the following two braisas. Vatana braisa number one.
Machzekes, a sukkah that's large enough to contain Reishav, Rubai, Vishachanei, Kshera. Has to be able to hold Reishai, Rubai, Vishachanei. That's the sheet that we've been saying B'Shamei till now. That's sheet number one. Kshera, Tanakama. Rebbe Yomer, Ashteba, Arba Amas. Rebbe says, no, it's got to be four Amas. He holds a much bigger sheet, a much bigger shear, four Amas. That's Bryce number one. Bryce number two, V'tan Yidach, Rebbe Yomer, so Rebbe's consistent. Kol Sukkah, Sheimba, Arba Amas. Any sukkah which doesn't have four Amas, Psulas Basel. That's the same as Rebbe from earlier. The first brisa, the chamaimrim, afina mechzekas ela reishay v'rubai, even if only holds the head and rave the body, kshera, no mention of shulchanai. So I have two brisas with the chachamim arguing on Rebbe. One brisa says you need reishay v'rubai v'shulchanai, and one brisa says you need reishay v'rubai. Says the Gemara, v'il shulchanai ketani, the second brisa makes no mention of the table. Kasha adadi, are these brisas not astir with each other? Ela lav shmamina habisham habisilol. The first brisa that requires reishay v'rubai v'shulchanai is Beis Shammai. Second price that requires only Reish Shavrubai, not Shulchanai, is Beis Hillel. So we see they do argue about the minimum share. So again, let's keep the cheshbon. Very simple cheshbon. The Mara first assumed that this machlokes is nafchavtes about a sukkah where a person's head and rave the body is in the sukkah, and the table's outside the sukkah, Beis Shammai is puzzle, and Beis Hillel is kosher. That's a machlokes about the size of a sukkah. And Beis Shammai is saying you need to be Reish Shavrubai Shulchanai, and Beis Hillel is saying no, Reish Shavrubai is enough. The Mara deflected and said no. Over here the machlokes is because the table's outside the sukkah. That's the concern. Since the table's outside the sukkah, he may lean over the table and eat outside the sukkah. That's the problem. Beis Shammai is worried, and Beis Hillel is not worried. The Gemara says, but we do have another set of brises, two brises, that discuss the shear of a sukkah. One says Reish Shavrubai, and one says Reish Shavrubai Shulchanai. That must be the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So Gemara says, you're right. Amar Mazutra, the Gemara says, you're right. El Alav, there is a machlokes here about the shear of a sukkah. Beis Shammai is saying you need Reish Shavrubai Shulchanai, and Beis Hillel is saying Reish Rubai is enough. And the Mar now brings a diak that that's also taka true. Why? Back on the Mishnah of Chavtes, because the Mishnah's wording was pasul and kosher. If there's a problem that a person is going to lean over the table and eat outside the sukkah, that wouldn't pasul the sukkah. That we'd say layatza. You're not yaitzi if you eat in such a fashion. Gezeri, you may lean outside the sukkah, but the sukkah itself is kosher. You have a big kosher sukkah, right? It must be that we're talking about the size of the sukkah if we say pasul. Says Martekin Ami, I'm a musician that Masis Namidekin, Mishnah Sakamaduyak, that they're arguing also, they're arguing about the sheer, the minimum shear of a sukkah. The misa, but if you're only arguing about whether it was scared you're going to lean over the table outside the sukkah, it should be b'shamar m'liyatzim. The machlok should be whether yaitz or not pasul or kosher. So the Mura says, okay, fine. So you've proven that the Mishnah can make sense with it's meduyik, so to speak, that we're talking about a machlok is about the minimum shear sukkah. And you've also proven that the Mishnah is talking about a machlekes, whether or not there's a concern, you're going to lean outside the sukkah. So the Mara says, Velakasha Mishaya, that Mishnah is giving off two different machlekes, and which one is it? The Mara says, it's taka both. Laylam betarti pligi, beishame beisil argue with two set machlekes in. Very basic asaydis, in the midst of sukkah, they have two machlekes in. Pligi besukkah tana, or pligi besukkah deila. They have machlekes with regard to a small sukkah, the shear, the minimum shear of a sukkah, and the machlekes, even when a sukkah is a large shear, it's a big sukkah, but if there's a table that's leaning right towards the outside of the sukkah, can you sit eating towards that table or not? That is a set machlekes. And the Mara explains, read into the Mishnah as if, we always say chesur mechzvak to mean, read it as if it's missing words, not that it's missing words, but read it as if all this is part of the Mishnah. How do we read the Mishnah? Mishahaya, Reish Rubai Sukkah, Fishachan B'Sukkah Bayis, a person who is sitting his head and most his body in the sukkah, but his table is inside the house. Bishamay Aimrim Layatza. Now we use the lesson that we said would apply over here. You're not Yaitza because Gzeri you may lean over. Bishalam Yaitza, Bishal says he is Yaitza. The Rabbanu Warren Geyser, he is Yaitza. That's Machlekes number one on this topic. And furthermore, Machlekes number two, She'ena Machlekes Reish Rubai Bavad, and a sukkah which can only hold his head and most his body, and that's it. Bishamay Paislin, Bishalam Machshirin. Mishami says such a sukkah is pasul, and Bishamai says such a sukkah is kasher. Okay, so we introduce the third sheet over here. We have Mishami saying the sukkah has to be reishav rubai v'shulchanai. We have Bishamai saying reishav rubai is enough. By the way, I think the chiluk is reishav rubai v'shulchanai is zayin al zayin. Zayin tvachim al zayin tvachim, not very big. 28 inches by 28 inches, roughly. Whereas reishav rubai without shulchanai is 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, which is a big difference. 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim would be 24 inches by 24 inches. So you're losing all that extra space. Okay. But we also had another sheet of Rebbe. Rebbe says, what's the Mimshir Sukkah? 4 Amos before Amos. We didn't focus much on that. Now the Gemara is going to assume that this whole Braisa coming up, which discusses the minimum share of a house, there got to be a whole slew of dinim. We'll go through very quickly, but there got to be a whole slew of dinim. You need a house to be 4 Amos before Amos. Let's say, who's the author of that Mishnah? Or that Braisa, it's Rebbe who holds that Pesuk also got to be for Amos. Let's see the Amaran side. Man Tan Arban, who's the author of the following Braisa? Bayis She'im by Arbamas, a house which does not contain, it doesn't possess 4 Amos. halachas, following halachas apply. Pater min hamezuzah. Number one, pater from mezuzah. Min hamaika, pater from a fence. If there's an area above 10 tefachim off the ground, you don't have to put a fence around it because the whole house doesn't have the status of a house if it's less than 4 amas. Ve'im etam minigayim, there's no din of tumas negayim. Nikibatim doesn't apply. Ve'in nechlab v'adir chayma, when you sell a house in a walled city, you have up to year to redeem it, and if you don't redeem up to year, it's gone forever as opposed to other possessions that come back by Yevil, other properties come back by Yevil, this doesn't come back by Yevil, but over here we say not. A house that's less than 4 amas doesn't have a status of a house in a Batei Yechayma, and will be able to be, will not be, there's no expiry of, if you don't redeem within a year, then you lose it forever, it doesn't apply. We know people that just built a new house, is exempt from war. Well, if the house is less than four amas, he doesn't get the exemption from war. So far, that's already 5 dinim. Din number 6, when it comes to Erev Chatzeris, right, we know if there's multiple houses in a Chatzer, you have to make an Erev. We spoke about this yesterday already. So an Erev in a Chatzer, you don't need to make an Erev with a house that's less than four amas. He doesn't have to contribute to the Erev. It doesn't have to take status. And similarly, when it comes to Sheet of Mavais, he doesn't have to contribute to Sheet of Mavais either. That's their multiple chaseras within a Mavoi. So they have to all contribute to the Sheet of Mavais, not a house, less than 4 amas. And interesting, the Bryce says, you also can't put the Erev in that house. Not only do they not have to contribute, but also it's not a good enough house for everyone else to establish their dwelling in that house. It's too small to put the Erev there. Notice that it only says you can't put the Erev Chaser is there, Sheet of Mavais, we will be able to put there. The Gemara is going to address that on Amud Beis. Says more further, top on Beis. Ve'ein Eisen Eisai, Iber Mishti Ayaris. Halach is, we have a Tchum Shabbos, you can't go on 2,000 Amos outside of the city. Within the whole entire city, is considered like Dal Amos. The whole city is not considered, the Tchum only starts when you get to the edge of the city. What if I have two cities that abut each other? If they're within 70 Amos of each other, they're 70 and a third amas. They're considered like one big city. They connect each other. And my tchum only starts at the edge of one city and at the edge of the other city. And everywhere in between is not part of as I'm allowed to walk without any restrictions. What if I have a 70 and a third amma break from city A, but there's a house right there, and it's within 70 and a third amas from city B? So the house is binding the two cities. The Ibrish there is called, means literally the pregnancy of the city. Within the pregnancy of the city on both sides, there is, so essentially I gain 140 amas. Right? Within the pregnancy of the city, I have a house there. That house binds the two cities. And again, no problem with Tchum, walking from one to the other, no problem with any Tchum. The Tchum starts at the edges, the opposite edges of those two cities. That's only if I have a proper house. If I have a house that's less than four amas, it cannot connect the two cities. It doesn't have a status of a house. And lastly, brothers and shutfim don't make a chalukah. Rashi says, at this point we understand this to mean, they cannot force a chalukah on a house that's less than four amas. They can't force a chalukah, which the Gemara is going to run into an obvious issue. You only can force a chalukah when each party is going to end up with 4 amas, which means you need double times 4 amas. So we're going to switch to the taish in that when we get to the Gemara later. But right now we assume it means that partners can't force a split or brothers can't force a split on a property that's less than 4 amas. Sounds like if it's 4 amas, they could do a split, which we'll see is not the case. Okay. Lema Rebbe, but let's say all these dinim, I think we listed about 10 dinim, all these dinim relating to a house that's less than 4 amas is Rebbe Shita. Because Rebbe's the one that says by sukkah, he's before Ramas, Filei Rabbanan, not like the Rabbanan, who's okay with the sukkah, that's much smaller. Gemara says, no. I feel the Rabbanan could also be the author of this Braisa. Ask the Rabbanan, Hacham, Elin Yitzukkah, the Hilgabi Sukkah, Dir Sarai. A sukkah is Dir Sarai, less than four amas is fine for a Dir Sarai. Avagabi bias, the Gabi status of bias, Dir is Keva, who he needs to be a Dir Keva, and therefore feel Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan Maida, the Isbe Arbamas, Alarbamas. Then it's Dariba Inchi, people will dwell in such a place, if it has four amas, be loy. If there's not four amas, then people won't dwell there, and therefore won't have a status of a bias. Now, the Gemara is going to quickly go through all these cases. The first grouping that don't apply by a house less than 4 amas, namely, Amamar, Patam and Amazuzim, and Amaikas, Patam and Mezuzim, from Micah, from the fence, Enimatam Nagayim, no dinner to Mistagayim, no Nikibatim, Veinechal Bidal Batir Chayma, and it doesn't have a din of the sale of Batir Chayma, Veinechal Bidal Batir, you can't leave, you can't get an exemption for more for building such a house. Why are all these cases exempt from the din from all these dinim? When it's less than 4 amas, my time is simple. The bias ksiv b'kulu, it says the word bias there, and less than 4 amas, not called a bias. It says bias there, and that they don't qualify as a bias. Okay, what about the din of erev and shituf? Ve'im erev by ve'im shatvim by ve'im anichem erev, my time. Why is it not obligated to be part of the erev, part of the shituf? And why can't you put the erev there? It's not fit for a dira. It's not fit for a dwelling place. Therefore, you're not obligated for it to be part of the erev, and nor could you place the erev there. Says the Mardiak, Erev Chatzeris, Emanichemah, you can't put the Erev Chatzeris in it. Av Shittim Mavais, Emanichemah, you can put the Shittim Mavais. You could put by the Mavai, you're allowed to put it there. My time, what's the difference? The Legara Mechazeshav Mavai, because it's no worse than a Chatzer in the Mavai. Meaning, halacha is by a Shittim Mavais, you don't have to put it in any one house. You could put it with anywhere in the chatzar. Any one of the chatzeris inside the chatzar is good enough. So this tiny house is no worse than putting it in the chatzar. The Mar explains the Tan. We learned in it's actually says the Tan there, the Tanan over here, but it's really a brisa. It's not a mishnah. It's a brisa on daf pehe in Erevin. Erev chatzeris bechatzar. Erev chatzeris that you're making in a chatzar. You make Erev Chaseres when you have a Chatzar. Sheet of Mavais you make B'mavai, in the case of a Mavai. Vavinim Ba'am, we asked, Erev Chaseres B'chatzar, you're saying Erev Chaseres, you place the Erev in the Chatzar? Vatanah, but we learned the nice thing Erev B'Veis Shai B'Chasad B'Pesad, if you place the Erev Chaseres in a Beisha, like a gate house, a watch house, a porch, a portico, all these things are not good. It's got to be placed in a house, in an Erev. So what do you mean? Erev Chatzeris is b'chatzar in the chatzar. But Darshim and Eiser, one who dwells there, is not obligated to contribute to the Erev. So what does it mean when it says Erev Chatzeris b'chatzar? El Eima. So the Braisa was tweaked, and here's what we say it means. Erev Chatzeris b'bayish b'chatzar. Erev Chatzeris has to be placed in one of the houses in the chatzar. V'shita b'vayis b'chatzar sh'mavay. And the shita b'vayis can be placed in any one of the chatzeris in the mavay. You can place it there. And therefore, v'hai l'garav b'chatzar sh'mavay, and this small house, even though it's less than four amas, is no worse than putting in the chatzar, and therefore it's still good. You can't connect two cities for the tchum purposes with this tiny house. It's less than four amas. There's a concept of a tiny house, a little hut, that was used for bird hunters or for watchmen. And that was less than maybe four amas. But the point is, that was its purpose. And since it served its purpose, it was fit for its purpose, has a status. A house that's not four amas, is a shinish there. It's not a house, and it's not one of these huts for the watchman or for the hunter, and therefore shinish there, therefore it's no good. We say it's not even like the hut, my taima. The bergen is fit for its purpose. But this other item is not fit for its purpose. This 4x4, less than 4x4 house, is not fit for its purpose. Let's read this last gemara, because he spoke it out outside already. The brothers in the shuftan don't make a division on a house less than 4x4. Makes them a diak. Time with less by Abrahamus. Since it doesn't have 4x4, Husband Abraham is tell me if it's 4x4, you do make a split. The Mishnah Chalkin as a Chutzer, Ache, Abraham is Lazer. You only divide up a Chutzer between partners or between brothers. They can force a division if each one's going to have 4x4. But 4x4 in total, you don't split. We seem to be saying that if it's not 4x4, you don't make a split. Sounds like 4x4, you do make a split. No, you need much more than that. You need 4x8. Just to be clear, it's 4x8, if you do the math, right? If you have 4x8, then you'll have 4x4, 2 4x4s, right? Okay, answers to Gemara, you're right. Ela Ema, Emba de Chalukah for totally separate din. It means Emba de Chalukah Chatzar. You don't have the din of dividing the Chatzar. What does that mean? Is how you divide the chutzar. When you have a few houses in a chutzar, how do you divide the chutzar space? If you didn't make a prior arrangement, what's the assumption of how the chutzar space is divided? Says the Gemara, Damar Funa, Chutzar is very simple. If I have a house with two doors and you have a house with one door, I get more space in the chutzar because I have two doors compared to your one door. You get divided based on doorways. That's Rav Huna Shita. However, Rav Chizda Amr Chizda says, no. Each door gets awarded a 4 amas space for loading and loading packages. They each get a 4 amas space around the door. Vashar, but then the rest goes based on batim. Vashar chokin, you go based on houses. So it's machlokes, how you divide the chutzar. You go based on doors. Each door grants you a certain amount of space in the chutzar, or do you go based on houses? So says Gemara now, Tahani milit l'mahavi koi v'yavinu chatzar. Hayt l'misa koi l'yavinu chatzar. A house smaller than 4x4 is not meant to last. It's what we call a knockdown. And therefore, you won't get whatever sheet you go with. Rav Chizda, Rav Huna, you're not going to get a portion of the chatzar based on that house because that house has no status. A house that's already as big as 4x4 gets a status for the chalukah of dividing up the chatzar. Not brothers or shutzen dividing up the chatzar. That house has a status to get a portion of the chatzar. I know it's late. I'm just going to speak outside quickly. There's a few of the cases that are trying to speak out that the Gemara could have said about 4x4. It's relevant for the din of Tevel. When Tevel is Roy Pnei Abayas, the Chiv of Tevel, the Chuvas Maishas, is only when it's Roy Pnei Abayas. It's got to be Abayas, it's 4x4. Another din is the Nair Marasa. She gets Skila, Pesach Beis Avia, at the entrance to Father's house, only if Beis Avia is a house. That's 4x4. If it's less than 4x4, they don't have this din of Pesach Beis Avia. And lastly, a person makes a neder not to have enough from a bias. It's only if it's a 4x4 house. If it's less than 4x4, it doesn't have a status of his neder won't take effect on a bias. It's not called a bias. Just to point out, there's other cases that could also be brought into our Gemara that the Braisa didn't quote. Upos over here. Have a wonderful evening.